as an Iowa kid and be honest and say you didn't like Iowa State very much. As an Iowa kid growing up and now an Iowa football player, what are your feelings against Iowa State?
No, I don't think I ever disliked them. I never, I guess I was never into the rivalry that much. I was more of an all-around college football fan. Man, I was flipping from game to game to game, and obviously I paid a lot of attention to this one, but definitely don't have any hard feelings toward them. I mean, they recruited me, and Iowa recruited me, and I got the chance to come here. So, I mean, they're a quality program, and I think everybody on our team knows that.
Who offered you first between Iowa and Iowa State?
I never got an offer from Iowa State.
You never did get one?
No, so Iowa offered me.
Are you surprised you never got an offer? Did you think one was coming?
I mean, I figured. I mean, I didn't really get recruited at all by them. But
is that motivation, or do you even need that as motivation?
No, I don't think it's any extra motivational factor. I wanted to come to Iowa, and I got that opportunity, so I jumped on it.
Has Rick talked to you about playing there? I mean, Coach says, you know, there's only, you know, 50, 60,000 people there.
Uh-huh.
Still as loud as
Yeah, it's rowdy. It's a different kind of crowd. I mean, there's a lot of hostility, and I remember that from going up there 2 years ago. No, Rick hasn't really talked to me about it. I mean, I talk to him about once a week, but I don't think he has said anything different to me except complete balls and don't throw interceptions.
Is it more hostile than like Ohio State?
Yeah, from a hostility standpoint of just, yeah, the tension in the air, yeah, I think it is. I mean, Ohio State's huge and extremely loud, but, I mean, it's not, you don't have that total rivalry factor that you have here, and it's something that I know we both enjoy, both teams enjoy, and makes the situation a little more, even cooler.
So is it more personal in Ames, maybe?
I mean, I don't know about personal, but, I mean, we're two in-state teams. There's only two Division I teams here, and they're in the Big 12, and we're in the Big 10, so... obviously, it's a unique game for everybody.
There's been a lot said about the wind over there, too. Is that something? How do you prepare for something like that?
Yeah, I've heard about that. I haven't noticed it either times I've been in that stadium. But, I mean, it's just like the rain. It's something you're going to have to deal with. There's no change in it. If it's windy that day, then it's windy. Just better throw a tight spiral.
Do you have a favorite moment from the Cy-Hawk series watching growing up as a kid in Keokuk?
Not that I can think of. The three games, I mean, I've been a part of since I've been here have all been awesome. Some from Brodell's punt return these last 2 years, and I mean, it's just an awesome game. Every time we win, I think it's, I mean, awesome for us, obviously, and they think of it the same way, so it's an important game for both of us. I think we're all ready to play.
Is it, do coaches, I mean, I don't know if fans come up with the quarterback making his first road start with Philly, his first road start.
Yeah.
Do coaches bring that up to you? Is it a point of emphasis during the week?
I mean, not really. Like I said, we do a lot of simulating noise, so, I mean, it's not only my first road start. There's a lot of guys out here that it's going to be their first time playing on the road, and I was lucky enough to have that experience a couple of years ago in a hostile environment, kind of on a big stage, so... I mean, it's not something I don't think ever gets easy, but you kind of get used to it. I mean, you know it's going to be tougher going in, and the coaches kind of expect you to know that.
Stimulating noise, what, like what, how?
Like stereo systems and...
Like ABBA?
Yeah, kind of like a big concert during our practice.
Are you concerned by the overall youth of this team going into an environment like that?
Oh, I mean, it's something that I don't think concerns us, no. I mean... There's, like I said, that we lost a lot of good guys last year, and there's a lot of good players waiting in the wings to play, whether they're young or not. And obviously, there's going to be bumps, but we know we just have to keep pushing forward. There was plenty of mistakes this Saturday, but we're just going to try to correct them and keep moving forward. And that's what I mean. As a young team, that's what you have to do. Just if you make a mistake, you got to keep going because you can't really have a long memory.
You guys have dominated the series the last two times you've played since Paul Rhodes came to Ames, but Rhodes has said that this is the best team he's had since coming to Iowa State. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, I mean, I think they're – I mean, we've been fortunate the last 2 years to kind of get out early and kind of be able to ride away with it, but we know they're a really good team. They're extremely talented on both sides of the ball. I mean, from what I've seen on defense, they got a lot of guys that can run, and they got a lot of experience with their linebackers and secondary, so it's, we know it's going to be a challenge, and they're a quality team. We know that every year.
There was a lot of fuss about the Cy-Hawk Trophy, and I'm just wondering if there's any concern at all about what you guys might, or what the winning team might be picking up on the sideline.
No, actually, I don't know who it was. I was just talking about that last night. I didn't even realize all the controversy over it, in all honesty, but whatever it is, I know each team's going to look forward to grabbing it, and it's, the trophy, I mean, is just part of being able to go grab it from winning this game. It's not, I mean, from my point of view, it's not exactly what it is. Just winning this game and being able to claim that for years important to us.